is hot in here. Must be 110 degrees. And I'm talking down here in the shade.
At least you're not sweating bullets over a hot stove making lunch for your family.
Thank the Lord for small favors.
Grandma, you home?
Don't chew. Maybe he'll go away.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Miss Boylan. What are you doing, having lunch?
No, Bubba, we're grooving to Oscar Mayer's latest compact disc.
Bubba, she was kidding. It's a bologna sandwich.
Oh, bologna? Great. I'm starved.
Well, eat up. I can always make myself another.
Great balls of fire. It's like an oven out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy. Lemonade. Gimme. Is that bologna?
Yeah. What are you two vultures doing here?
Well, we just came from seeing the fertility expert. He had the results of those tests that we took last month.
And?
If you don't mind, this is personal. Between us and our doctor.
Vinton's fault, huh?
The doctor says my poor baby's been shooting blanks.
I was afraid something like this would happen ever since you had that horrible dodgeball accident in the fourth grade.
Oh, I'm just getting old. Shoot, I always thought my hair would be the first thing to go.
Well, maybe this problem is work-related. You know, breathing in all those brass filings from the key grinder.
The problem is not in his nose.
I think the problem is strictly dietary from all of this high-fat, greasy food that you serve.
Vinton has been eating my food his entire life, and I have never heard him complain about being barren till he took up with you.
Could we talk about something else?
Just what is that supposed to mean?
It means you wore him out! You can only turn a battery on so many times before it runs out of juice.
Actually, that's not true, Grandma. We're studying the Tasmanian tiger in zoology, and the more they mate, the more potent they become.
Well, that is enough. I won't have that kind of smutty talk at my lunch table. You're out of here, mister.
Well, what's the point in going to college if nobody cares about what I'm learning?
Nonsense. I'm sure some Tasmanian family will be just fascinated. Now, go find them.
I'm so disappointed, sweetheart. I wanted to have your baby so much.
Yeah, well, you can just forget it. I guess we're never going to be parents.
Well, not necessarily. Have you two considered adoption?
Adoption?
Uh-huh. My sister-in-law, Vernelia, works for a very reputable adoption agency in Hinckley. She says they're always looking for good parents.
Well, what do you think, Skeeter?
Well, now, we could offer some homeless child a wonderful family, and then we would get the baby we've always wanted.
Yeah. Of course, it wouldn't be blood. I mean, the kid would have absolutely nothing to do with our two gene pools.
Well, this idea is sounding better and better.
Vinton, let's do it.
Why not? With parents like us, who wouldn't want to be adopted?
I want to call Cornelia right now and see if there's a baby available.
Well, put in a request for one without colic.
Hey, Skeeter, we better get downstairs and get the basement ready.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I thought I'd have 9 months to clean up.
Well, thank the Lord. Maybe now I can have my sandwich in peace. Well, now, isn't this just like family? They wolf down all your food, then they run off to find you another mouth to feed.
Mama! Mama!
What?
Oh, Miss Harper, wait till you hear.
Sit down. Mama, guess what the adoption agency said?
You two are down there again today?
Uh-huh.
I swear that place does more interviews than Barbara Walters.
Well, we just have to pass one more, and then they are going to put us at the top of the list for a baby.
Oh, well, I Believe it.
Yeah, we can hardly believe it ourselves. Boy, this last meeting was a killer. I mean, they really gave us the third degree.
Yeah, you see, they were afraid that we wouldn't have enough time for our baby on account of us both being so career-oriented like we are.
Well, what turned them around, finding out you got dead-end jobs?
No, it was hearing that you'd be taking care of the baby while we're at work.
Sure, Miss Harper. They were just delighted to hear that there was a loving grandmother right here in the home to look after that baby day and night.
Forget it. You two are not going to adopt a child and bring it into this house for me to raise.
Oh, now, don't worry, Mama.
Yeah, Miss Harper, we only told the agency you'd help out so they would let us adopt. Vinton and I are perfectly capable of raising our own baby. We don't need anyone else to warp it.
Well, fine by me. As far as I'm concerned, you can keep the thing down in the basement till it's potty trained.
That's great, thanks. That was the adoption agency. We got our last interview this afternoon at 4 with a family psychologist.
Oh, my Lord, not one of them know-it-all panty waists. Want you to get in touch with your feelings. Lord, it's bad enough watching those nuts on Oprah. You two gotta go see one in person.
Oh, Mama, so do you.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, we told them you'd be taking care of the baby. They want to see you, too.
Oh, no, not this girl. I never even had my handwriting analyzed, much less my brain.
Mama, you've got to.
Yes, Miss Harper, we can't have a baby without you.
Well, I guess this is how a surrogate mother feels. Only instead of my belly swelling, I'm going to get my head shrunk.
And in my opinion of case 8704 regarding Virginia and Richard Jones, I found their argumentative nature and childish petty bickering to be totally unconducive for the nurturing of an infant. Request for adoption is denied.
Will you lay off? It's not my fault we're late.
Well, if you'd have taken Route 5 like I told you, we'd have been sitting in this waiting room reading month-old magazines.
Okay, fine. Fine. Next time you drive.
Well, maybe I should.
Hello, Dr. Richards. I'm Naomi Harper. This is my husband, Vinton. We were your 4 o'clock appointment.
How do you do?
Yeah, I'm sorry we're late, Doc. We ran into some heavy traffic on the interstate.
If I said take Route 5 once, I said it 100 times.
This is my mother, Thelma Harper.
Hello. Why don't you all just relax and have a seat?
Thank you.
Oh, no. Not the couch. Come on, you two can take the hot seat. Come on.
There's no hot seat here, Mrs. Harper. You can just be yourself.
Idiot.
The games are meant to be played with. There's no need to be critical of your son.
Well, you told me to be myself.
Tell me, what was your childhood like, Mrs. Harper?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I was growing up, we were told to keep things to ourselves. My daddy always
Excuse me, I was addressing the other Mrs. Harper.
Well, pardon me all the hell. I won't say another word.
About your childhood?
Yes. Well, it was what I would call perfectly ordinary. I was the only child of older parents, and they weren't very demonstrative. Come to think of it, I think I was pretty hungry for affection as a child.
Becoming an adult did nothing to curb her appetite.
But I wouldn't make that mistake with a child of my own, Doctor. No, personally, I don't think you can hug a child too much.
Oh, good for you, Mrs. Harper. You know, every mistake in our lives can be a lesson learned. So, Mr. Harper, tell me about your childhood.
Well, I guess it was okay. Perfect. My childhood was perfect.
Are you sure?
Stop badgering the witness. He said it was perfect and it was.
Of course, but isn't there anything you'd change? Perhaps something you'd do differently raising your own child?
Well, it...
What would you do differently?
Well... I guess I would encourage my kid to shoot for the stars. Tell him he could be anything he wanted to be.
Oh, did you feel a lack of encouragement growing up?
No, he did not! I praised him to the heavens for every dumb, stupid thing he did.
What about the chemistry set, huh? My Uncle Roy gave me this great chemistry set when I turned 8. Oh, it had everything. Real deluxe.
It was on sale at Sears. They couldn't give them away. I told him Benton was way too young.
I was not. I had it figured out the minute I opened the box, but she ripped it right out of my hands.
He was burning down the front porch.
It was an experiment.
It was arson. The fire department threatened to file charges if I didn't throw the damn thing out.
You threw it out? You told me you'd keep it until I was mature enough.
Hell, Benton, those chemicals have only got a 50-year shelf life.
Perhaps if you had encouraged him with his chemistry set, he could have been a chemical engineer or a rocket scientist instead of just a key grinder with a reproductive disorder.
How does that make you feel, Mrs. Harper?
Oh, well, I wondered how long it would take before all of this got laid at my doorstep. You head doctors just love making us mothers the scapegoat, don't you? Well, fine. Maybe I am responsible in some small way for Benton ending up the pathetic failure that he is. But I'll be flat damned if I'm gonna take the rap for his lack of sperm. Than my mother for everything that went sour in my life. Although I could. That woman was a she-devil, Lord rest her soul. Move it! I tell you what, Doctor. Compared to my mother, I'm a regular Donna Reed. That old dragon made my life a living hell. But I gave her respect. Honor thy father and thy mother. That is what the good book says, and that is what I did. I honored that prune-faced old harpy just as we were last friend. And what did it get me? Nothing but heartache and criticism and backtalk. What did I ever do to deserve such ungrateful brats? Tell me why! Why?
Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have.
Well, I can't tell you how much better I feel. Thank you. Come on, kids. Time's up. See, didn't I tell you this is going to be a breeze?
Dr. Richards, please don't judge us by my mother-in-law's behavior.
Yeah, she was just trying to make a good impression.
Gee, Grandma, this is the second time this week the whole family's been home for lunch.
I know. For all those mothers stuck at home, fixing lunch for their thankless families, this bud's for you.
Isn't it a little early for that?
It's 8 p.m. in Munich, Gesundheit. So did Naomi say when she'd be home for lunch?
No, she didn't. She's real upset about the way you acted yesterday. She just got dressed this morning and left without breakfast or even saying goodbye. Oh, Mama, what if she never comes back?
Did she take her hot rollers or her makeup?
No.
She'll be back.
Very funny. I believe I'll have me a beer, too.
Not at this hour, you most certainly will not. What has gotten into you?
I'll tell you what's gotten into me. I'm afraid we're not going to get our baby, and it's all because of you carrying on in front of the doctor.
All I did was give him what he wanted. Those doctors love nothing better than to see folks spill their guts. They think it's real healthy. And I'll tell you what, if you two do not get your baby, it's because you didn't open up like I did.
Well, how could we? You were hogging all the couch time.
I'm telling you, that doctor loved me.
So, you think he gave him the go-ahead for the adoption?
Bubba, if the Harper family did not pass with flying colors, I will dance naked with the mailman.
Knock, knock.
Oh, come on in, hon. You're just in time for lunch.
Well, I don't know if I should stay under the circumstances.
What circumstances?
Well, I just got off the phone with Bernelia. She thought it best if I tell you. The adoption agency turned you down.
Oh, no.
Well, I am in a state of shock.
Just think how the mailman's gonna feel.
Viola, is there any way they'll give us a second chance? Maybe let us come back without Mama?
Oh, I doubt it. The psychologist's report was firm. He stated he wouldn't recommend that this family take in a dog from the pound. Unless it was rabid.
Well, I hope you are happy. My wife is gone who knows where, and our chances of ever having a family of our own are shot to heck, and it's all because of you. Thanks a lot, Mama.
Now, that is enough, Vic. We are all disappointed. Now, just sit down and eat before it gets cold. Come on. Come on, Vinton. You'll feel much better after you've tasted my delicious hash.
Mama, my life is falling in around my ears. That god-awful hash isn't gonna cut it. Maybe Naomi was right. She always said the only way we'd ever stand on our own 4 feet was to get away from you. And just as soon as I find her, that is exactly what I'm gonna do. Now, give me that beer. I got me a man-sized thirst.
Vint, wait. Now think this thing through.
Yeah, where are you going to go? Where are you going
to
live?
I don't care. We'll live in my pickup if we have to. Yes, sir. Those apron strings are finally cut. I am out of here. At last, I'm free. As free as the wind blows. As free as the grass grows. Free to follow my heart. Born free.
Shut up!
What's the matter?
Oh, Skeeter, honey, you've come back. Sweetheart, sweetheart, I got some good news and some bad news.
Oh, well, give me the bad news first.
We're not going to get our baby. Dr. Richard said we couldn't.
Well, honey, I just got a second opinion. And my obstetrician says we are. Oh. Yay!
What's your eye doctor got to do with it?
I'm pregnant.
You are?
Yes.
You're. She's pregnant. She's pregnant. How did it happen?
Well, baby, I guess you were packing a silver bullet in amongst all those blanks.
Congratulations.
Nice going, Uncle Vint.
Now tell me the good news.
Oh. Well.
The good news is you're going to be raising little Junior in the back of the pickup.
Oh, now, Mama. You didn't think I meant all those things I said. I was just kidding. Your little boy was just funning, Mama. Mama.
Is that my beer you're slobbering over?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yes. Mama, here. Let me put it in a nice glass for you. And look, Skeeter, Mama made my favorite, hash.
Oh, well, let's dig in, because after all, I'm eating for two.
Is it okay, Mama? Do you forgive me?
Vinton, as far as I'm concerned, you can go eat hay with a horse. But I will not let my precious grandbaby suffer because of your stupidity. Well, let's all just sit down and eat lunch. She is with child. Pull out her chair, you goon.
Just think. This time next year, I'm going to have a new cousin.
Oh, I can hardly believe it. It's like a miracle.
Oh, I'll say. It just shows you what doctors know. They may be able to wipe out the Black Plague, but they sure as hell can't keep us harpers from multiplying.